Continuing with Simen Resh Nun Gimel, we discussed Dinei Shehiya last time, Sif Aleph. I want to move on to Sif Beis, discuss Dinei Hachzara. There are more details that I didn't mention before, just a couple of things. We spoke about the shear of Michael Ben Dosai. What about liquids? So the poskim assume there has to be Kiryat Soedispo, meaning that would be the equivalent, and then you'd be allowed to have Shehiya. We wouldn't be concerned you're going to stoke the coals. Why in Salas was it machlokas? Is it, you know, 45 degrees? Is it 60 degrees? You don't need resicha. You don't need to, it's not much like boiling. That would be called sorka, you know. So that comes up also. You can put up a urn right before Shabbos. Usually the urns I have, you have to like switch it from Shabbos mode to from like resicha to Shabbos mode. So it would be relevant. But if some of them, maybe there's something you don't need to, so you can you plug it in right before Shabbos? That would be a problem of Shehiya if the water hasn't reached the point of Yad Sledispo. I saw Lord Shabbos, he thinks you should take a higher, like since there's a machlokas, so I saw take a more machmir shita. That was a kiddush because it's a dindra abanu, you have to really be more machmir. But then I was thinking about it more, to say 45 degrees Yad Sledispo is a real chomer, meaning a real cool, I guess, in this regard, meaning it's really not very warm at all. So the Chashash Shem Yechata maybe would apply, potentially.
So 45 degrees Celsius?
Yeah.
How much is that apparently?
What is 45 degrees in Fahrenheit? And you can check on your. Oh, I don't know. It's not very. It's very, very cold. Let's put it that way. I mean,
45 degrees. Because like.
Yeah. What is it in Fahrenheit?
113.
That's not that hot.
It's not hot at all. It's
not
hot at all.
Right.
Not even close. Anyway, so I can hear. Even though we want to be makel, it's din drabanan, but still, you know, it's real. That's a. Usually it's opposite, you know. The question is it a chumra or is it a kula in terms of having a lower yad soledispo? So
why
here,
would it be considered a chumra? I mean a kula.
Meaning, sometimes the question is, have you violated the iser of bishul? So we want to be machmir, you know, not to bring something to that point. Yad soledispo is going to give tam off, it's going to, you know, etc. So if it's not hot, you don't have to worry about the tam. Meaning you're in Hilchos Kashrus, let's say.
Yeah.
Here, we want to know at what point can I say that it's already hot enough that you won't be mechata
b'gecholin. So we'd rather have a lower standard.
Right.
That's a lower would be a chumrah.
Lower. It would be a kula in terms of being able to put something on the urn. Like you'd be able to put, if you need to get it to lower.
If it was 46.
You'd put it closer to Shabbos.
Oh, that's what you mean.
Okay. Is it? Anyway, there are other details, but let's move on to Chazara. To Chazara, the Chaber Sif Beis. Pardon? Resh Nun Gimel Beis. So, she is when you leave the food on the fire when it's only partially cooked, Erev Shabbos, and Chazara is when you take something off the fire, you want to put it back on the fire. So Chazara goes there not to do Chazara on Shabbos. even if the food is fully cooked, so what's wrong with the food is fully cooked? There's no bishul issue if the food is fully cooked, but Chazal answered this in the machlokas. If this is because of mechzikam vashel, looks like you're cooking, it's like a maris ayin type of thing. It's mechzikam vashel, or maybe this is also part of the iser of shem yechata. Now I mentioned before shem yechata. We assume halacha. There's no shem yechata once it reached Meichel ben Dosai. And yet, Hachasara Amfi Aser Mishum Shem Yechate. Why is that so? Why is it by Shehiya we're not worried about Shem Yechate and by Hachasara we are? So here, you had it on the fire, you took it off, so now it got cooled down. So now we're worried of Shem Yechate. That's how the Tosfos of Yom would understand the Iser. It's really also Mishum Shem Yechate, but here we're going to answer it even if it's fully cooked. To do a chazara, if it's not fully cooked, is asur midin bishul, right? You can't put food on the you can't put food in the fire if it's not fully cooked. It's going to cook more. That could be an iser, it could be an iser Torah, or at least this is Rabbanon. Veseder. Now, most of us have a plata in Israel, even in chutzaris now. Is there an iser of a chazara on a plata? We mentioned there's no iser of shehiya on a plata because there's no dargot of chom. It's all one. So the Shem Yechad doesn't apply. So is there mechsi kum vashal on a plot? Or mechsi kum vashal on a blech? You can leave food on a blech Erev Shabbos, right? There's no shehiyah. There's a blech. It's a hacker. Is there an iser of hachzara to a blech or to a plata? So here the poskim assume that there is an iser of hachzara to a blech. So if it's bishum mechsi kum vashal, you have to say that since it's a place where you normally cook, so mela, even though you're not going to usually cook on a piece of metal, but it's a stovetop, so mela it's Mexican vashal. It's something bechidish. I mean, but that's the assumption of the post. Because the Ramas is a furish. If it's b'shem shemichate, again, the same problem. So I just basically mentioned this in a different derech a few minutes ago, that why are we concerned about Shem Yechate for Achzara? Apologize, just one second. I don't know, I take back what I said. I apologize. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch. I apologize. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see. Kira Shehi Grufu Ketumah Menatal Kedera Me'alea Afilu B'Shabbos Mutal Achzira Kol Zman Shehi Rosachas. You're allowed to do Achzara if the fire is covered, Grufa Ketuma, so long that it's hot, it's still hot. V'oda b'yada, and it has to be in your hand, the Rama says. V'lo inicha al gabi karka, and you haven't put it on the karka. Putting it on the karka is like a sign that you're done with it. It's like the batla, the original placement on the oven. V'dati l'chzir, you need das, says the Rama. V'davka al gava v'losocha asr. You can only put it on top of the kira, not inside the kira. Inside the kira is hotter. We don't allow you to return it in the kira. And a kupach, you can't put it inside the kupach of eitzim. We said we don't have these things today. Anyway, all our ovens are like kira. So you can only do chzara, as I mentioned before, if it's mevushal kol tzarka. Wasn't mevushal kol tzarka, it's iser of bishul. Again, it's child of the rest of Rabbanon, but to take something that's cooked, Michael ben Yosai, to cook it more, that's certainly aser. It may either rest of Rabbanon. V'az muter la'achzir afilu kira acheres, aval im lo nispashal kol tzarka, aser afilu osa kira. Once it's fully cooked, you can even move it to a different oven, a different stovetop. Aval you can't do achzara. Okay, so just a little background. We have an iser of achzara, but there are certain tanaim that we can fulfill to allow us to do achzara. It's very common with a cholent, right? If a person wants to have some cholent Friday night, they have a onik Shabbos, it's already vushal kol tzarka, it's not a problem. But you need the tanaim of Daita L'Achzir and Eisha Gruf of Ketuma and Den Acham and Oda V'yado, etc., as we'll discuss in a moment. There is a sheet of the Ran. The Ran is brought here in the Rama. V'yesh Omim, the Chol Zeh Eino Asa Rakush Natlam and Akira V'od Yom. Some understand the Ran Shita is that the whole Isra of Achzara is only when he took it off Erev Shabbos. V'lechzira Ara Hashecha. And it wasn't on the fire in Benish Mashas. If you took it, it was on the fire Erev Shabbos in Benish Mashas. They rely on the Ran. It's very machmir. So this is known as the Boston Ran. The Rav, when he was in Boston, told the Balabatim that they could leave their food on the blech on Friday night, take it out, put it in the fridge. Shabbos morning, put it directly on the blech, relying on this ran. The ran is brought in the Rama, and v'chinu hagin. But then the Rama says tal v'hachmer. So there's a machlokes. Talmidim of the Rav, did he only say it because he thought the Balabatim wouldn't listen otherwise? He thought they would put it on lechatchila. So that hanachal lechatchila is certainly problematic. So he said v'somach on the ran. Or no, he said he followed what it says in Shulchan Aruch, which is probably more likely. He thought the ran was ikur lahalacha. The ran shita is really a minority opinion to be shown in. What does the Rishonim hold? There's no difference if the food was on the fire, Beis Shemesh, or not. If you take it off, you can't put it on unless you fulfill the tanaim that we're going to discuss. Then the Rama says, If it's cold, it's certainly aser. So this l'chora gets rid of the Rav's heter. And instana kul amu aser sounds like at that point this batla hashia rishona and it should be aser. That's how the Magen Avraham understands it. But the Gaon in the Hagos in the Be'er Agra assumes that no. What it means here is that it can't be a liquid. It can't be a liquid because it's a liquid is a bishul problem. You can't take off soup Friday night from the plat and put it on Shabbos morning because then you're cooking the soup bishul bishul by liquid. But if it's a schnitzel, you had the schnitzel on the fire Friday night, took it off, put it in the fridge, you could put it back on, no problem, according to the Ran. That's what the Rav Paskin, he assumed this nistanin is a shayla of bishul, not a shayla of hachzara. And therefore, even if it's nistanin, it's mutter.
I don't really understand the whole issue with hachzara.
Yes.
But is it because they're worried about cooking the...
No, there's no issue of bishul here. We're talking about things that are fully cooked.
Sure,
it's either mechzik mevashel, according to the Shonei Sfarad. It looks like you're cooking. I had something on the fire. I took it off. Somebody walks to my house. He sees me taking something, putting it on the fire. It looks like I'm cooking. Or it's Shem Yechate. It's Aser here, even if it's Grufa Ketuma. It's still Aser. Okay, but since I took it off, you now cooled down, so we're more concerned that you're going to want to stoke the coals. Even if it's covered, you have to have other Tanaim of Odena B'yado, V'dayit L'Achzir, V'chule, V'chule. So that's how the Rabbi Yitam would learn this in.
So does that only apply to a situation where it would be considered something that looks like cooking, like putting on a pot, so it wouldn't be an issue?
Oh, so let's talk about that for a second. You're making a very, very important argument. You're saying, listen, it's not Mexican vashel. Nobody cooks on a plata.
Right.
Nobody cooks on a blech even. Mm-hmm. The poskim assume that since it's hot and you could cook on it, again, this is a question if it's even true by a plata. But let's say it's hot, certainly a blech, you could cook on it. I mean, it conducts the heat. And it's a makom of bishul, so you're not supposed to put food on a plat on a blech on Shabbos. Again, we're going to talk about heterim of upside down kedera and the kedera, all the various heterim in a minute. But I'm saying fundamentally, now you're saying it's not true. Mechasesi, it's not Mexican vashel. Now there is a Magen Avraham in Shiri Ches that sounds like that. Magen Avraham sounds like there's no problem. Once it's Grufa Ketuma, it's not a problem at all. And the Rav Avadya passes that way, I think. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Avadya says it's mutter. It's not Mexican vashel. There's no Shem Yichata. It's not Mexican vashel. So that's a very logical statement. That's not accepted in halacha. Most Ashkenazim assume that you're not allowed to put things directly on a plata, even on, certainly on a blech, and even on a plata, because since it could cook, it's Mexican vasha. So you can't, by plata, you can't say it's Shem Yechate. There's no Yechate. Although I saw somebody wanted to say that if it's on a timer, maybe Shem Yechate, you're going to turn the timer. You're going to make it go on earlier. But it's a chiddush to say that. But Lamaisa, there's no Shem Yechate by a plata, but it is Mexican vashel. That's the assumption of many poskim. Never they tell you lechatchila, or even you shouldn't put food on a plata. They say that Ramosha is a tshuva where he sounds like it's mutter.
You should put food directly on a plata.
Directly on a plata, because
right,
it's Mexican vashel. Now, once I put an upside down tin, so then we're going to get to it. You know, kedera kama kedera, it could be there's a heter for there. There is a heter. That's accepted. Right. Shabbos morning, I take out the schnitzel from the fridge. I shouldn't put it directly on the plata. Now Rav Avadya tells you it's mutter to put on a plata. Rav Willi calls it mutter to put on a plata. He says people don't cook on a plata. It's not Mexican vashel. The fact that one guy is going to cook because he's stuck, that doesn't mean it's Mexican vashel. It's not normal to cook that way. On a blech, Rav Willi's machmir, not to put it directly on a blech, because the blech is the oven. It's the place where people, it's the stovetop. People cook there. So okay, there's a hecker, but still, it's Mexican mavasha. But to put it on an upside down tin, Rishon Zalman was mekel. Willi doesn't like that hecker. Because we're going to see soon. There's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch here. It could be only a kedera malaya gets rid of Mexican vashel. Upside down tin is just like a crooked blech. It's not. It's like you have two blechs. It doesn't really take it away from the Mexican vashel. Okay, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. There's a lot of details here. Let's just go la'at. We have the Ran. The Ran is a heter that things that are on the fire on Erev Shabbos can be put back. And the Rav Paskin that way. L'maisa is not the minhag olam. The Ran is das yachid in the Rishonim. But the Rama says that they were not, that was the minhag v'cheinu hagin. I know that Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal did a tziruf of the Ran with a plata. Namely, he said if the food is on the plata on Erev Shabbos, you can take it out, put it in the fridge, and put it back on the plata directly. Because the Ran holds that there's no Isra Achsara if it's on the fire. And a platter might not really be fire. A platter might even be l'chatchila. So if it's seir of that, he was mekel. I know that's a minhag olam. And it's also not so practical because usually your platter doesn't have enough food. You don't have room on your platter, you know, for both meals. Because if you put it on gabi kadeira, you can't take it, put it in the fridge or put it back directly. Only the ones on the bottom you can do. So you want your food to be hot Friday night. So the Friday night food is on the bottom. So if you pile up things on top, it's not going to help to put it in the fridge because you can only put it on gabi kadeira. You'll be able to put it. So I don't think people rely on that so much. But like I just said, Rosh Shlomo Zalman was of the opinion that you're allowed to take a upside down cookie tin and put it on your plata and put food directly on it on Shabbos morning. It's Isra of Nasin al-Khatkhila. He thought that it's not Mexican Vashel because nobody cooks on a plata on top of a kli. There are those who don't like the heter of a kli that's empty, because a kli that's empty may not really have a shame kli. It's not really a... And the people who don't rely on that, they only want to put al-gabi kadera malaya. So if it's a big cholent pot, on top of the cholent pot, you put the kugel. On the top of the cholent pot, you put the schnitzel. And I know people who have big hot water urns that are very flat on top. V'chavana. It's basically like a very large pot with a little spigot at the bottom. They use it as a hot water urn. They leave it on the pot for the whole olive Shabbos. And the reason they have such an urn is because they want to have a very wide top to be able to put all the food for Shabbos day. Everybody agrees that you can put al-gabi kadera, malaya. Al-gabi kadera, malaya. That's the last one.
Don't we hold, though, that you can just cook, like, if you have two different dishes, one Friday night, one for Shabbos day, and the Shabbos day one is in the fridge Friday night, when you wake up, you can't just put that bread in the buff?
I think Ravadi would probably hold his mutter. We hold you should put it on top of a kli on top of the blech. You shouldn't just take food from the fridge and put it onto the blech directly.
Sorry, not the blech, the plata.
So the plata will hold his mutter to put on the plata, and there's a lot of makes a lot of sense. But the minhag here in Eretz Yisrael is to put it for Ashkenazim is to put it on a kli that's upside down, not to put it directly on. Again, you're coming from America, so many people in America are mekel. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he sounds to be mekel. Some want to learn that that type of plata was one that didn't really get hot. It was a hot plata that you could never cook on. It was our platas are very hot. So apparently the type, they argue that the Rav Moshe had in front of him was a type of warming tray that you could never cook on, even if you'd want to. And therefore he held his mutter l'chatchila to put it on, but on a regular plata you couldn't. That's people tight shop in Ramosha, but it's hard to know what he actually had.
It sounds like there's like a big business opportunity for somebody to make like just less intense platas.
Yeah, so somebody tried this. They tried to make a kadeira blech. What's a kadeira blech? They have a plata with like a little like a
built-in
kadeira full of water.
So
the question is, does that really make any sense? If it's built that way, does it really...
It loses its
kadeira status. The whole point is you have something that looks different. This is, every week it's always like this. So
right.
Is a kadeira blech.
Like a regular
blech. Right. It's just that they have a little thing of water, so somebody tried to make money, but I don't know if it took off.
Yeah.
Okay. Having a plata that doesn't get so hot isn't really such a good heter because people like hot food. So people would rather put an upside down cookie tin and put the food
heat.
And get heat. Because it's just a question, it's not an issue of bishul, because we're only putting things that are already cooked. It's just a question of Mexican vashel. So this is not Mexican vashel.
The level of heat that people want in their food.
Right, people want it hot. Right, exactly. Nobody wants it lukewarm. Lukewarm schnitzel is not geschmack. Lukewarm kugel is gross. They want hot kugel. You like cold kugel? Okay, you're unique. Okay, you like cold pizza also?
It's
most foods that are solids are geschmack cold also, but I was thinking, like, what's a cholent, cold cholent, this tastes good, you know what I'm saying?
Obviously,
you
right.
Like cholent, cholent. Okay.
I'm one of those.
Okay. So let's talk about these tanaim for a moment. The first tanaim, as the Rama mentioned, has to be mevushel kol tzarko. That's pretty straightforward. This issue comes up. Sometimes people have these, half-baked challahs. So, like, their wife makes challah, and people like it gooey and chewy and all that. So can you put that challah on the plata? Because it's not mevushel kol tzarko. So how do you define mevushel kol tzarko? Do most people think, l'chora is tali in rov b'nei adam, when most people think this is cooked, fully baked. So at one point, the marzipan was selling rugelach that were like half raw. I think it stopped, now they're fully cooked. But it was like a thing. To be like,
they're
ooey, but they're gooey, but they're not, they're cooked.
Yeah.
So like, if something's like b'chavana, so we call that to be rov b'nei adam, or even a rare steak. Is a rare steak considered mevushel kol tzarko? Most people want it medium rare. So I don't think it has to be well done. Even though I like well done, but medium rare is mushul kol tzarko. Because most people eat, but if most people don't eat blue steaks, you know, as they call it blue steak. Mm-hmm. So l'chara, I would think it's also to put a blue steak on a plata, because it's not mushul kol tzarko. Because you need mushul kol tzarko to do l'chara. I'm really
so
mixing
what
and mashing.
To do that? If you want a medium rare, then and you know that when you put it on the plata, it's going to get warmer. So technically speaking, it will get more cooked. And how are we supposed to get
the color will change, but we're not necessarily going to call that more cooked. You need this paint in the middle, and it's going to get more brown from being on the blath. It's also like the way that the crumbs of the schnitzel might change color. But
right,
it's
mistamic ferralo. It's mistamic ferralo, it's not a problem. But as long as it's cold circle, you have to reach the point of cold circle. What is cold circle?
Yeah.
So I'm claiming cold circle is what most people think is fully cooked. You can argue with me, but that's the pashto, what most people think is fully cooked. Most people think a medium rare steak is fully cooked, even though you particularly you like well done, or you probably don't, right? But I'm saying is you like well, you know.
I like
it very
rare. Also.
Rare, okay.
Yeah.
So the second tonight has to be ish mechusa, has to be garfu katum, otherwise the shemi yichate. It also has to be, still be hot. This again, we're mixing and matching what we call nesina l'chatchila to the classic case of a chazara. Classic case of a chazara, you took it off the psata and you want to put it back on. You know, like the chalmers. Then there's something else called nesina l'chatchila. We're going to talk about that. We mentioned that already. But in the classic case of a chazara, it has to be odenu cham. It has to still be hot. If it's not hot, we say that the original shiur was in spatla and you can't put it on. So it has to be, what does hot mean? It has to be, like, if a person wants hot food, would they consider this to be hot? So it doesn't have to be boiling, but it has to be, you know, considered hot. And then there are two more tanaim that I read here in the Ramah. The question of Odenu B'yado, right? What did the Ramah say here? It said, where is it? This comes from a Gemara. Where's the suffix? If you put it on the ground, that's like a simon that you're done. You're not planning on putting it back on the fire. Putting it on the ground is like, you know, a siluk. So maybe if you put it on the ground, so it's in Ispata Lashia Rishona. So if you take the chalom pot off the crock pot, you want to scoop some food out, you have to hold on to the side. Why do you have to hold on to the side? Because in order to show that you're still connected to the original shehiyah on the fire. So there's a big discussion here. Do you have to actually hold it in the air? It's pretty hard to hold in the air. So we assume you can put it on the table. Putting it on the ground is like a simon of siluk. So if you put it on the ground, it's probably better not to put it back. But we hold with the Eved this Tanai of Daitel Hachs here, and the Debiyado is not Ma'akev with the Eved, because there's a suffix in the Gemara, it's not in the Bible, it's Ifshutas, we're Mekel. Usually, most the reality is people put on the countertop and they hold on to it, and they've Daitel Hachs here, so it's fine. Sometimes, you know, mistakes happen. You mistakenly took something off. As we'll talk about it in a moment, but fundamentally, you're supposed to have, it shouldn't be a siluk. So, Not having Odenu B'yado, not putting on the karka, having it to the hachzer are ways to make sure that it's on a siluk, and those are just like l'chatchila. Like I said, b'di'eved, if you're really stuck, if you have nidus tanaim, it's okay. And usually you have one or not the other. Usually, you know, it's Odenu B'yado, but you didn't have it to the hachzer. That to the hachzer doesn't mean you have to like say hinini milchon mezuman. It just means you have to have that to the hachzer. For example, last Friday night, I took a pot off, I'm trying to serve the soup, I took a pot off the plata. Usually our soup is in like the biggest pot. But my wife made like a stew, so the soup was in a medium-sized pot. So I took off the stew by accident. I was holding on to it. I opened it up. I said, "This is the stew." So it wasn't daitul hachzer because I was planning on taking it off. But my hand was still on the pot.
Right.
So then you can put it back on the plata. Now, anyway, on the plata, there's room to be mekel, and certainly if you put something under it. And anyway, like I said, if you need to l'chora. There is a tzad to say that even if it's not going to be other, it's mutter because both these tanaim are questionable if they're actually necessary. But this happens sometimes. There's a question, let's say there was a power outage and the plata went off. And then 5 minutes later, it went back on. So it's still hot, you know, it's mushul kol tzarko, it's garuf hakatum.
But there's also no human involved.
But there was no daitul hachzer, right? Meaning, right? So the Maitre Minig is to assume that's fine. It wasn't taken off, so it wasn't a silug, right? It wasn't a silug. So you make all these cases, but there's a discussion about this.
Not necessarily true. It's 5 minutes. It's probably still hot.
Sure, it's hot. Yeah, the question is it called a silug? Right? So let me say that it's not, you never even took it off. So right. Okay.
We once took the chalent off, me and my brother took the chalent before the suda.
Right.
My younger brother, I told him, I was all pro, so I said, hang on the edge, and he took his hand off.
Right.
So I think we were panicking, so we put the chalent back on, and they're like, we have to find out if we can still eat the chalent or not.
Right.
So we were running, we found Rav David Cohen, he was leaving his shul, and we asked him, he was like, yeah, for sure, it's no problem.
Right.
Now I know why.
Because you had Daitel HaHachzer, and you shouldn't have other than the other. Once you have Daitel HaHachzer,
and he was still
HaHachzer. Right, right.
Sure, Daitel HaHachzer, he just made a mistake.
If you didn't have Das, and you didn't have your hand on it, so then we only say B'shasat Chakla, that you really need that dish for your meal. But if you had one without the other, so then
you say, tell the Chakla, you don't even need it. Because it was some Hilcha Shabbos.
We're going to see a little later at the end of the Simon if that's going to Aser it. I'm saying it won't necessarily Aser it, it's probably better not to put it back.
Can you just open up the lid on the crock pot and put it into your bowl?
Opening up the lid is problematic because you're not supposed to stir things on the fire. So it's always better to take it off and then to... some people hold that you could, if you just you don't stir it, you just scoop out. That's not called stirring. But that's a shayla.
So a lot of people are trying to dig deep.
It's better to take it off the fire to take it off. That's why this whole issue comes up, because otherwise we would just take it out when it's on the fire.
Yeah.
So we try not to take food out of the fire. We certainly don't stir things on the fire, and we try even not to take out food thing on the fire. Unless it's really, take one piece of chicken out, then you could do that. If you want to take a schnitzel,
a solid,
then it's not an issue. You could just take one solid.
You're
right. As long as everything is cooked. If things aren't fully cooked, then you're going to mar the bishul, because when you have less food, you're going to cause all the food remaining to cook faster. So that would be potentially a problem. But it's rare that people have that situation. I'm not sure how rare it is. The trunk is probably not so partial, because if you just put it before Shabbos, it's the potatoes aren't always fully cooked.
So
if you're up Friday morning, so then the chalent is fully cooked.
Winter Shabbos, borderline, I don't know.
There is a discussion in the post game. It's a very interesting discussion about doing a chasara with a chalent. Else the bones aren't fully cooked. Who eats bones? So in Eretz Yisrael, this is a machlokas of Metzias. I think Rav Moshe has a truth. It's nothing. Not a problem. And Rav Shlomo Zalman was concerned about this. So what was inspired that in America people put meat in the chalent? Here they put chicken in the chalent. And once upon a time, meat was very expensive. It still is expensive. So they would eat the chicken bones. Chicken bones, if they get hot, they can chew them. So Rosh Hashanah was concerned about Achzara, also the chicken bones, it's not fully cooked because the bones aren't cooked. And in America, they know what he's talking about because nobody eats the bones. The bones are thick, big, cow bones. So you have to know the Metzias to be able to pass on Halach. Anyway, the Maisa, we have these five Tanaim. I mentioned that the first three Tanaim of Mvushal Tzarko and Eish Mechusa and Odenu Cham are Likuva. The last two Tanaim are not, but it's better to have at least one, and if you don't know if either and you really need it, you can make it as well. This Seder. So the Shulchan Aruch here says that the Heter of Achzara only applies on the Kira, not in the Tanur. And this raised a big issue when it comes to crockpots. Crockpots are it's cooking in this thing, right? There are two types of crockpots. There are flat crockpots. Most of them aren't flat. The heating element goes up on the sides. So there were some posts who suggested that you shouldn't do a chazara on a crockpot because it's like chazara l'toch, right? What does the Shulchan Aruch say here? It says you shouldn't do a chazara l'toch, right? L'toch ha'aser. But I think Willie calls that way, Lemaisa. He tells people to get the crockpots with the bottom. It's also a Hatmana issue we'll discuss in the future, Mr. Shem, with the crockpots on the side. But the Minhag HaOlam is assumed that there is no toch here. It's not like you have two options. A regular kira, you can cook on top, or you can cook hotter inside. Here, it's only one way to cook. So the only way to cook is not toch. It doesn't have anything to toch. Never you can do a chazara on a crockpot, even though technically you're putting it inside the heating element. Okay.
I would think Hatzmana would be a major issue.
Hatzmana is a big shaila. The question is, we're going to see later in later Simanim, is Hatzmana only a problem if it's all sides? So according to the Ramah, it seems like, yeah, on top. So it's on top. That's why the minig is to make. But there is a big discussion about this Hatzmana by crockpots. We'll see.
Sometimes people will put a towel over the top of a crockpot.
Yeah, that could be more of a problem. But we'll get to it.
What's the reason? I've seen it, but what's the reason?
They want to keep the heat in, I think.
Yeah. And that would be more of a problem.
I don't know why. There's some
The Rama here brings an interesting chumrah of hachzara before Shabbos. We thought that he is before Shabbos, and hachzara is on Shabbos. So Rama says, this is an Atman issue. You shouldn't insulate. This is the point I'm making. If it's close to, it's a few minutes before Shkia, or they would make Shabbos early, Baruch Hu. If it's so close that you couldn't get the food hot, it's like Shabbos, and you shouldn't do Achzara. So that means I come home from work, and all of my food is cooked already. I want to put it in the oven and put it on a timer for an hour. When I come back from shul, be ready. So in terms of shehiyah, it's no problem. It's a vushal kol tzarko, right? It's vachal ben nusai. We hold like the Ramah. But according to this day in the Ramah, there's isra v'achzara. What's isra v'achzara? I can't, it's 10 minutes before mincha. I can't heat the food up in 10 minutes. Mincha's over, it's 20 minutes. Shehiyah is 20 minutes. It's food's not going to get hot in 20 minutes. So, says the Rama, there's Isra v'achzara. How can there be Isra v'achzara before Shabbos? So this goes back to what Machlokes Rishonim mentioned before. What's Hachzara Aser? Because of why is Hachzara Aser? Hachzara is Aser because of Mechzi Kim Vasha. There's no Isra Mechzi Kim Vasha before Shabbos. It's Friday. You're allowed to cook on Friday. But Hachzara is Aser because it's Shem Yechate. So it could be that Chazal were concerned that if you put the food up a minute before Shkia, you're going to start fidgeting with it. It's so close to Shkia and it's not going to get hot. It's not like a classic case of Shia. Shia, the food is already on. It's not fully cooked. Okay, but it's a mechal nusai. I'm not going to fidget with it. But here, even if it's fully cooked, I just put it on right now. Put it right now. I'm going to be mechatim 5 minutes from now on Shkia. Mamela, there's the Isra of Achzara, Erev Shabbos. The Ramah says, Yesh mikilin v'haminag l'hakel. Ach tov l'hachim v'makam she'in tzorach kol kach. So we hold l'chatchili, you should avoid Achzara, Erev Shabbos. I said the only nafkamina for us would be in an oven, because on a blech, it's already garaf akatum. We assume once it's garaf akatum, Mishmur assumes that it's no, this chumra of Hachzara Erev Shabbos wouldn't be relevant once it's garaf akatum. We don't need all the Tanaya Hachzara. That's a machlokas, but that's what Mishmur holds. So the only nafkamina would be to put food, fully cooked food in an oven, even if it's fully cooked, right before Shabbos, on a timer, that would be asr l'chatchila according to the Rama. And then Hachzara Erev Shabbos. You can put things near the fire. If you want to put it near the fire, it's not going to get hot even fully. It's just going to require. Well, people don't usually do that today. People want hot food. It's like once upon a time they were talking about the different areas in the plata, you know, area A and B and C, and putting it near the. Nobody really puts things near the plata. Everybody wants hot food today. It's like a, you know, different reality. Okay. This Seder. So that's this din of Achzara Erev Shabbos. This Seder. Let's move on to Simf Gimlet questions. Hamashkim Abokav Rosh Ketich Tavshila. A person wakes up, he sees their chalent is burning. Yore Hashem Yektich Yosu. He doesn't want it to burn more. Yokal Hasir Vaniach Kedera Yeshana Rikanes Al Pia Kira. You can take off the pot and put an upside down pot on the fire. And then you're elevating it. Instead of having it directly on the fire, now it's above the fire. It's above the pot, on top of the fire. It won't be as hot and it won't burn. You have to have all the Tanai Achzara. You can't put your chalent on the ground. It has to still be hot. So obviously it's hot because it's burning. Okay. The Ran already said that there's no Isra Achzara if it was on the fire Erev Shabbos, so the Ramah says again that you're allowed to the minigas to be makel like the Ran, even though today that's not the minig. So this Shulchan Aruch is interesting because the implication of the Shulchan Aruch is that it's only mutter to do to put on top of an upside down pan with Tanai Achsara. The implication is I can't take food out of the fridge and put it on the pan on the plata. It's only in this case where it was on the fire and taking it off, taita lahachsir, but then yado, and mvushal kotzarko, then I'm allowed to put it back on. So this caused a little bit of a problem. If you look, so the minhag olam, like I said before, based on Shlomo Zalman, is to say that certainly by a plata, that you can put take food out of the fridge and put it on upside down pan on the plata. Because a plata in the chatchila, it's not clear if there's an iser of, there's no shemichate, and there's not even an iser, it's not even clear if it's Mexico Vashel. So that's how the minhag here in Eretz Yisrael is following Mishum Shabbos Kol Chos, based on Mishum Zalman's psak, is to do that. In America, it's mentioned, people put food directly on the plata, so too Sfardim. Here in Eretz Yisrael, Sfardim follow Ravadi, they put food directly on the plata. But those who want to be machmir, based on the Prima Gadim said that it's only a full pot is there a heter that's not Mexican vashel. If the pot is empty, it's still Mexican vashel. So if people want to be super machmir, they'll don up a plata like Eish Mamish, and they'll say a empty pot doesn't work. You can only put food on a full pot on a plata, just or on a blech for that matter.
How do you define a full
food? There's food in it. Like, so you have an urn, you have cholent, you have something that's been sitting from Erev Shabbos on the fire, and then you could put food on the food doesn't have to, the fire doesn't have to be covered. I mean, if you have cholent on a low flame, right? So it was already Michael ben Rosai Erev Shabbos, you can put food on that pot because it's not Mexican vashel. Nobody cooks on top of a pot. And the truth is, there's something called a double cooker, is that what it's called? People like use steam. They're like pots on pots. If you go to, I don't know, when I got married, you make a registry, so you go see all different things. I saw this thing. This is what they call a double cooker, I think. It's like a pot on top of a pot. People steam things that way. Like you want to steam your broccoli. So because you want to have, you don't want to cook it in water, it retains its. So how do you do it? You have a pot with water, and then you put another pot on top of it or something. I don't know exactly.
Well, the mechanism is designed to cook things that way. So
right. So that's the argument. That's the question. Is the hat there off? Can they apply today? If the derech is to use a kedera lava kedera. So you're saying, no, that type is a special pot. Nobody cooks on a normal pot kedera lava kedera. People only cook on special pots. So I think you're probably right. But I'm saying people have questioned the svara of whether or not kedera lava kedera actually applies today, because maybe taka is normal to cook, you know, a kedera al gavi kedera.
Okay. Something is designed l'chatchila to cook that way.
So then,
I think even in the look of the thing, like
right,
the look of when people warm up food on top of a pot, it has that clear look of this is not official.
This is not official. 100%.
Assuming the steamed broccoli, like the broccoli steamer thing, looks
right, like one chefta.
Yeah, it looks like this is what it was designed.
Right, 100%. Okay. Now, likewise, a person could theoretically heat up food on a radiator. Nobody cooks on a radiator. So you have to heat up the schnitzel. It's going to get very hot. You know, I remember in yeshiva. Okay, so people will. Also, in a kli rishon, if you have a kli rishon, shalol gabeish, you took a cholent pot, you want to put the schnitzel in the cholent. So even though we hold this bishul in a kli rishon, shalol gabeish, if it's yes, let us bow, but if it's already mvushal, it's a question of Mexican vashel. So yeah, there's no Mexican vashel. You can take the cholent, you can take the schnitzel, you can put it in the cholent pot. It's not on the fire. Okay, if that's gishmak for you. I think there's actually a discussion if there's Mexican vashel in the Shulchan Aruch, but I think from Poskim or Medical. There is also a discussion of whether or not you can put food on the plata. Let's assume you're not supposed to put it directly on a plata. So can you put it on the plata before it goes on? It's like grum. Would that be mutter? So some folks can say that's mutter. Other folks can say, again, it's probably serif, the fact that it's probably mutter to put on the plata anyway, according to, you know.
Wait, why would that change anything?
Because you're not doing it directly. You're
if you're putting it on a cold surface, you're putting it on something that's equal to the counter or a table. Then later on, it becomes hot.
Right.
I mean, I know it's a different concept, but that's, it's inevitable.
Right.
It's a creation, huh?
So that's what is that called grama? Something on a timer called grama. The Rav apparently thought it wasn't grama because it's delayed. You know what's happening. But the minhag olam assume a timer is a grama. I don't think people generally do this. I heard that in hotels, they have goyim. They have like timers in the ovens. Like they're on for 20 minutes or on for 5 minutes. And they have the goyim put in the food when the oven is off. And then it goes on. So it's like they goy. We'll talk about the goy in a minute. But the Isra of Achzara is the Isra of Rabbanan. So could you make a claim that Shvus to Shvus to Makom Mitzvah? You're going to have a goy doing Isra of Rabbanan, so you can have half food on Shabbos. It's not to have half food. It's a mitzvah. On Shabbos, so we do Shvus to Shvus Makom Mitzvah. So some post came.
The rest of them have hot food on Shabbos.
Not the rest, it's Rabbanan. But Shvus to Shvus Makom Mitzvah, even if it's Mitzvah Rabbanan. Now,
okay.
Some will say that, what do you mean? They give you a break. You have all. Okay, so I mean, there are places where they do this. There are places where to have the Kiddush on Shabbos, the goy in the shul, in the shul's kitchen puts the food on in the oven. It's not like a l'chatchila. Because first of all, you know, just because you don't have kiddush and shul doesn't mean you can go home and eat. It's not like you have nothing to eat. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But also, the Chaznish held.
Having good kiddush and shul. Good kiddush and shul.
The Chaznish held that having the food on the fire is not just isra v'isa. Okay, a goy did it. Shkoyach, but it's in a. There's you can't have it there because it's shem yechate. Because shem yechate applies. So even if a goy puts it on.
If you're the one who wants the food, you
might I'm going to mechata in the food, so I can't have it. But I think the minhag for a plata, certainly, you can make. I think I had Sephardi students the other week, my wife's students, and they put food directly on the plata. We usually put food on the cookie, the upside down thing. And they had brought for dessert these like souffles. It's the whole bishul issue because, like, is it fully cooked? It's not fully cooked. It heats up. In the middle, it's like a piece of chocolate in the middle. It becomes like liquidy. So they wanted to put it directly on the. You took it. It was in the fridge. They wanted to put it directly on the plata to get it hot for. So they were inspired. And we do it. So I was wondering, like, can I let them do it in my house? But by there's no shem yechata by a plata because there's no different, levels of heat. It's all kosher Mexican vasha. So Mexican vasha lechor is the iser and the maisa. So they hold this mutter. So like one of shach. If it's a question of nefesh v'vashel, they're sfardi. They hold this mutter. And if it's a question of shem yechata, there's no shem yechata because there's no different gradations of heat on the flat. So I thought it was mutter.
What would be wrong with it? Just because it's in your house?
Well, it's my meaning to have. If there were meaning, I wouldn't let a guy put food on the flat in my house. Meaning.
If you were keeping 2 days of chag, someone who's keeping 1 day, you could have some malacha for you.
Right. It's not so pasha, first of all. It might be a little different on Shabbos. It might be different. There is a din of mir l'akum. So you're not supposed to have a goy do something for you. Like I'm saying, if you're choshev chazanish, maybe the chazanish is wrong. Maybe it's just in the ma'isa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, this comes up as well. Let's just see the next sif. Yesh limchos v'yachad nohagim ha'atum od yom kagum ho shalmayim chami v'nosin osad l'socha kadera. People would have like a hot water urn ready in order to put it into the shalom. So what's the problem? V'shavish v'shavish v'mistamik. Because the shalchanak is concerned that the hot water is not going to be yad soleris bo. And then you're going to put it into the shalom and it's going to make yad soleris bo and be isur bishol. The Mishnah Berurah points out that we hold like the Ramah that Shalom Stein in the Gamri is no Isur Bishul Achar Bishul by liquids if it's still hot, even if it's not Mamish Yad Soleris Bo. So Mimela, as long as it's Loni Stein in the Gamri, again, the question what Loni Stein in the Gamri means, maybe it has to mean that it's still slightly warm, but we're not so concerned about this. But this issue is very relevant to Halakha L'Maisa in terms of Pina Mimechim L'Mechim. Shulchan doesn't bring this din, but it's a discussion in the Gemara. And it's very relevant for cholent, meaning the cholent is burning. So what I want to do, I want to add water to the cholent. So Rishon Zalman Paskin that it's mutter to take water from the urn, put it into a kli sheni, with daitu v'hachsir, holding on to it, and then open up the cholent and put the water into the cholent. You have to pour carefully so it doesn't stir. You're not supposed to do megis. But he holds that's mutter. The chiddush is that you're taking it from a kli rishon into a kli sheni, back into a kli Rishon. If the urn is right next to the cholent pot, that's more obvious that it's mutter. Pina mechem a mechem. You're taking it from one kli rishon, putting it in another kli rishon. But that would create, first of all, it's not so practical. Usually your urn is right next to your chalent. And second of all, there's also a kashrus issue because your urn might become fleshig. If you're pouring hot water directly from your urn into your chalent and all the steam is coming out of the chalent onto the urn, you might make your the water in the urn fleshig and you're going to have, you want coffee the next, you know, coffee and milk, whatever. So,
if your crock pot isn't right next to it, though, that shouldn't be an issue.
Right, meaning, well, I'm saying if you put it into a fleshig cup and you pour the cup into the chalent, that's certainly okay.
Yeah,
yeah, you're washing up, right. So the Kiddush of Rosh Hashanah is that you can put it into a klisheni and then put the klisheni into a klirishon. Again, you have to all tanai chazara. All tanai chazara means it's daitel haxir, odena biyado, it's still cham, vushul kol sorcho, and also the crockpot has to be garaf katum. We're going to talk about that, I guess, another time in terms of having some tinfoil under the crockpot because you can only do a chazara on garaf katum. And if it's not, if there's no tinfoil under it, so then we consider it to be Esh Megula, and we're not supposed to do Achzara on Esh Megula. Let's see if we can just do another sif here. Mutu lasis al pi kederas chamin v'shabes tavshon special erev Shabbos called sorka kon pandish. You have a piece of kugel that's solid. It's no issue of bishul achar bishul. Sometimes you have solids that have a lot of gravy. You have, like, you know, then it's a shaila. The gravy now is karush. Now it's solid, but when it becomes hot, it's going to become liquid. So we hold Ashkenazim hold the lechatchila. You shouldn't put that on the plat. It's not really aser of bishul because it's a solid. Even though it's going to become liquid, there's no aser of bishul because when you put it on, it's a solid. But midrabanan, there's an issue of nola that it's like you're making gravy. So that's why we try to have a little bit of gravy. You need a little so it doesn't burn, but it shouldn't be a lot of gravy because you don't want to create gravy. If it's, you have cholent, you have chicken, and there's a little bit of gravy, it shouldn't burn. So it's not really you're creating anything. It's just chicken. It's chicken juice. But if you have a lot of gravy, it's a problem. So you have here something that's solid. There's no gravy. You have a kugel. So it says you can put the kugel on the al kederes chamin, on top of the chalent. You put the kugel on top of the chalent pot. The fish ain't derech bishul b'chak. It's not derech bishul. This is what the classic case of kederel gabi kederel. Now here, kederel gabi kederel is a full chalent pot. In contrast to sif gimel, where it sounds like it's only mutter, but they're not tanya chazara. So the way Priya Bikarim understood it is that there's only no Mexican vashel. It's a bottom pot is full. Nobody cooks on top of a full pot. But people sometimes cook on top of an empty pot. And that's why, according to Priya Bikarim, you shouldn't rely on this heter of an upside-down cookie tray. And put the, you know, put... But, like I said, since anyway, when it comes to a plata, some people hold you can put the chatkila, so the minhag olam is to put it directly on... to put it on the upside down tray. And some people even do it on a blech. Even though we wouldn't put something directly on a blech, but they hold knowledge bring God, and they hold that even a empty kadera is not Mexican vashel. And therefore, if you hold like that, not like the bring God aim, so then you're in shape. Question?
Yeah, I see people do it with like a upside down tin.
Yeah, upside down tin is the same thing.
The same thing.
The Rav didn't like it. The Rav thought upside down tin is just a crooked. It's like another blech. It doesn't help anything.
That's
what I was thinking. But the olam.
The would there be a difference between like a more legit pan than a
yes,
pan?
But
like if you take a proper frying pan.
I think the Rav thought even a frying pan is just like a blech because you need a full kedera. If you only pre-got it, you need a full kedera. Only, but the Maisa, the minhag olam is not like that. At least here in Eretz Yisrael, certainly by a plata. Because by a plata, you know, Rav Willig actually is makel on a plata. The chatchila, but he's machmer on upside down, a kli on a blech. But if you have a plata and an upside down, so then again, the Orcha Shabbos will tell you it's asur. Orcha Shabbos will tell you not to do that because he holds a plata is fire, an upside down tin is meaningless, and you can only put things on a full pot of water or cholent or in the like. But that's not, I think, the minhag olam in our veld. Okay, I don't think we'll have to finish because there's more discussion about Goyim. We'll talk about it next time, and we'll continue, Mr. Shem, with the next simon.
Yeah.